Welcome to the Phil Henry Show pre-show. Ain't that loving you, babe? Ain't that loving you, baby? All right, log into the website. So how was your weekend, huh? How many times have you been asked that and you've answered it honestly? Probably most of the time, right? Nobody ever asked me how you doing, you know, in a general sense, that I haven't lied. I mean, most of the time I lie. How you doing? Great. How you doing? Good. You know, because you want to know why? Because you don't want to fucking talk to them about it. Whatever the fuck is on your mind. But how was your weekend? How was your weekend? Not much. You know, that you'll be honest about. So we're logging in here, man. Going to the archives. Today is the 27th. Jackie's back from Europe, I think tomorrow. Tuesday. And I don't want, you know, last year, okay. And we'll find out how she's been. She got sick over there. I mean, I told you the story. It's just, I got to unburden myself to somebody. Might as well be you guys. I just, because she'll get pissed at me if I nag her about this shit, right? And I don't usually nag about shit, but come on. 4 fucking airports, 2 continents, all kinds of different air, all kinds of different people, an itinerary that's already fucked up that they changed to accommodate somebody. 2-hour layovers in 2 airports. They had a 2-hour layover in Kennedy. They had a 2-hour fucking layover in Amsterdam. They finally get into Berlin. And she's fucking exhausted. And guess what? She's not wearing a mask. Fuck no. What happens? About 24 hours later, I'm getting all these messages. Hey, honey, how's it going? Yeah, you know, this is really fun. We're here. And then finally, oh, I got the chills. I'm sick. I got to go to bed. Come on, man. The fuck you thinking? Good God, I walk into a fucking supermarket with no mask on. I wear, and the reason is simple. I get fucking colds every goddamn year until I started wearing a mask. I've said this before. Every fucking year, I don't like getting colds. I don't like being sick. Some people are like, hey, I got to use this motherfucking thing that I'm yakking at you guys on right now, this thing called a voice. I need that to make a living. My ass is laid up with fucking laryngitis, just like hers is. That's about as dumb a fucking thing. I mean, I'm not characterizing what Jackie did. You know, she's probably has booked out most of the gigs that she has, so she's not working because she's on the vacation, so that's cool. But like me, I go into a supermarket. I went to the supermarket today with no mask on, and I was sweating bullets. I'm not kidding. Every fucking year of my life since I was 5 years old, and I am not shitting you, I remember going to bed, saying goodnight to my father with about 15 gallons of Vicks VapoRub on my chest. What did I have? Bronchitis. Then I got laryngitis. Then I'd also get tonsillitis. Doctors didn't take my tonsils out. I had a very hip doctor, I guess. I got tonsillitis up until I was in my 20s. My doctor at the time, Dr. Marquez, I was living in Orlando, he said, if you get it one more time, your fucking tonsils are coming out. One more time. At the time, I was 20, whatever the fuck, I was 25. He says, one more time, your tonsils come out. Okay, that sounds, you know, fine. I stopped getting tonsillitis in my late 20s. By the time I had it again, Dr. Marquez has long gone out of my fucking life. I actually don't think I really got it again, to be honest with you. I think I got just bad colds. But tonsillitis, laryngitis, bronchitis, bad fucking head colds every goddamn year, sometimes twice a year. When I got married, forget it. When I got married, I'm in a house full of kids, man. I had 4 stepkids. It is a germ factory, Jack. You go to a house full of kids that are going back and forth between school? Forget it. I get sick all the time when I was married. I was at Premier Radio. They wanted to put me on steroids. They were this, that, some other shit. It was fucked. Now all of a sudden comes a pandemic. Everybody has to wear a mask. And that fall, 2019, I'd already had a cold. I got it in Vegas. I was up in a goddamn casino, which is a goddamn germ factory, as you know. I was in a casino in Vegas. I was hanging with my cousins. I took a girlfriend up there. Actually, it's the same trip. I took a girlfriend with me to see my cousins. What the hell else was I doing up there? I did a gig. I did an industrial film. And I got sick, okay? Through Christmas, finally, January rolls around. I'm well again, all right. You know, I'm getting tired of this bullshit. Now comes a pandemic. What are they recommending? Masks. Never even entered my fucking mind that a mask would do anything for me other than try to keep me from getting COVID. That's what everybody was sweating. That's what everybody was worried about. That's why people were getting vaccines, or that's why they wanted to get a vaccine. All this shit, right? I never thought it was going to keep me from getting a cold. So I wore a mask. that spring, didn't get sick. Maybe it's, you know, I'd already had a cold. Maybe that was it. Kept wearing the mask, not everywhere, but, you know, I was flying back and forth to see Jackie. Now, think about that. I'm in the middle of a fucking pandemic, and I'm on an airplane every other month, and she's on an airplane, and we're going back and forth seeing each other in the middle of a fucking COVID pandemic, wearing masks. Neither one of us got sick. Lucky? I don't know. I don't know about her. But now comes the next year, 2020, in the fall and the winter when I usually get sick, no cold. Okay, so that's two winters in a row. Like I said, I got sick in the fall of 2019, nothing in the winter. Then comes the next year, winter 2021, no cold. Then comes the next fucking year, the year of 2021, 2022, no fucking cold. And here we are now in 22, 23, I ain't had a cold yet. I have not had a cold in 4.5 years. Don't tell me goddamn masks don't work. I'm here to tell you they do. I don't give a shit what anybody says. The proof is me. A cold every year of my life. Every fucking year of my life. I haven't done a thing different. I'm not living any better. I eat better. You know, you have to. You get to a certain point in your life, you're going to start eating like a normal human being. I probably don't drink as much. Just normal shit, man. But that doesn't make a goddamn bit of difference. It doesn't make any difference at all. And I haven't changed that radically. And sometimes, I'm eating like a pig. Sometimes I throw caution to the wind. And sometimes I tie one on over the weekend. All kinds of shit. So what's the difference? What's the X factor? Use the powers of deduction, Phil. X to the Y to the Z to the this. What's different? Mask. That's what's different. Not even the goddamn hand sanitizer. Remember that shit, hand sanitizer? I got 50 gallons of that shit around here. I got 50 gallons of hand sanitizer somewhere around here. That doesn't make a goddamn bit of difference. People thought that you could get infected by touching the surface. No, not true. Not true. Airborne. That's the thing. It's airborne. And I'm wearing a mask, and I don't get sick. So when people tell me, when some of these stupid cunts, excuse my French, I'm sorry, when some of these people say, you know what, masks don't help. Look, believe whatever you want. I happen to know they do. Believe whatever the fuck you want. Believe whatever made-up science I go with the experts, and some people say, well, that's not an expert. My expert's the expert. Who's your expert? Well, he's Dr. So-and-so and such. I don't care. You know, I go with the guys. I go with the government authority. Does that make me some kind of a schmuck? Well, you know, tough shit. Because I ain't asking anybody else to do anything other than do whatever they want to do. But I'm wearing a mask, and I haven't gotten sick. So there you go. Now, I'm sorry if I'm rubbing it in for some people, but it's kind of fun to do it. Now, what's the date? 27th. Jesus Christ. Somebody, I got to tell you something, man. You know, get a life. I'm serious. Get a fucking life. You don't have to wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. I don't want to wear it on the airplane. Well, you know what? It's a private company. They get to ask you to do any motherfucking thing they want you to do. That's a private. Whatever happened to the days when a lot of these conservatives were all about private companies? Private company. You can't. The government can't interfere with the private company. This private company is demanding it. Then the doctor's offices want you to wear a mask. You goddamn better believe people are not giving doctors shit. They're putting the goddamn masks on. All right, so here's the thing, man. Did we do a Friday bluegrass? Okay, so that was from 2021. Here's Monday. David G. Hall. Margaret relates her own Will Smith moment. Ray, Ted Bell and Chef Jadelia try to roll out Tedibles. Did we already play this one? God, I don't remember. I mean, I'm going to have to look in the thing. Shit, I don't recall, man. I'm not remembering if we did this or not. Let me see. I will know as soon as I open it up. So, end of the month is here. Soon, anyway. At philhenryshow.com. The airs, the radio archives, the netcast.
Hey, that's good, Chris.
Well, I mean, you don't... Chris, you know, one of the things I'd like to say to you, as much as we like you, we're not really here to endorse or promote your brand. I know that, but I just thought maybe... Let's be friends here. Chris, we're here to talk to you about the film that did not get released, Jack in Her Box. And we want to talk about that. And you had another one?
Well, yeah, I did. I had another film that was called...
Jack in Her Box. That's a fucked up title. Sorry about that, folks. Don't mean to laugh. Well, actually, I do mean to laugh, but I don't mean to sound like I'm having that much fun. Bud's commentary on the slap. Jay Sano supports Will Smith. There's a lot of slap stuff from last year. Testing 1, 2, 3. Welcome. In on this from a security standpoint, because you know it is about security, and it is about
maintaining the peace, I suppose, is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I know, Jay, that you had made some comment about it on Twitter, right?
Hold on.
I don't know, man. Let me see. I'm like discombobulated here. I don't know what. David Hall gives a thumbs down on a proposed Lang Delton show. Don Mixa explains. Let's do this one, man. And I know that this is a repeat.
Let's go ahead and start our stream, and let's start my ugly mug on that stream.
Okay, so, yeah, see, this is a...
This is check a, her out. I want to see if she be in my act. I'm trying to do the thing.
I don't know. I didn't understand that. What?
I want to know if there's Emerelda Wheeler. I can use her by act.
Oh, is Dean there?
Yeah, Dean. Who is it? It's Phil Hendry. I don't know. Dean Wheeler, his wife is on stage.
So he doesn't have time for me, huh?
I always love it when this is, who is it? Phil Hendry. I don't have time. That's one of my favorite things. It's one of my favorite things, I must tell you. All right, that's cool. Let's do that one, man. That's from 2022. All right, and so that's a groovy thing. Who is it? Phil Hendry. Knights. No. I'm sorry, Phil. He can't come to the phone. Source. You know, I have a thing called Source Connect. Those of us who have home studios, and this is all over the goddamn business now, all over the voiceover business. Everybody with a home studio now. And even cats that don't have home studios, like really heavy hitter voice actors. Let's say, for instance, there's a studio that I work at in L.A., and I don't want to mention a name because I don't want, but they do send out, if they have hired like a heavy, if there's a dude that had a scheduled session, let's say, and because of COVID, they have canceled all the in-studio stuff and everybody is doing it from their home. They may be Zooming, etc., but they're doing it from home studio. And some people don't have home studios. A lot of voiceover people that have been doing it for years never needed to get a home studio. I got one only because I was doing a radio show from here, but they will send equipment over. They will send over a kit and a tech to set it up for them, which I think is kind of cool. But I think they only do that for, like, serious cats, you know. That, like, you know, for instance, like it was, I don't know, Robert Duvall needed to do a voiceover for, say Robert Duvall was on Fall Guy, or what is it, Family Guy? I'm joking. Fall Guy. All right, so that's cool. We got that. All right. Now, should we go ahead and get our classic? Why not? Let's do it, huh? So, the last hour that we did, I think it was 2000, right? So, this would be 2001? Yeah, March 2001. Okay. Let's go to archives. March 2001. And we're coming up on April. April, come she will. When resting in my arms again. Warren Benman, the only known survivor of mad cow disease. He didn't know his voice was fucked up, so he had planned to go on a speaking tour. You can survive mad cow disease. This ought to be funny. All right, we'll do that one. All right, so let's do it. Well, boys and guys.